Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie, and welcome to program number 594 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week we're going to be examining the Your Hit Parade singles chart for the week ending May 19th, 1945, some 78 years ago. We're going to begin with number 8 on the charts, Belong to the Pied Pipers, and their dreamy number titled Dream. Cracking the top 10 this week on the Your Hit Parade singles chart for the week ending May 19th, 1945, that was the Pied Pipers with Dream. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured, send your request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, I would love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a set when it's fully restored and functional, now many with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at www.radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B-2-E's and a K, and I've got some great sets available for you. Now, the number 7 song this week, 78 years ago, belonged to the Woody Herman Orchestra, with Woody doing the vocals on Laura.
Laura. is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream. That was Laura, but she's only a
of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed
That was the number 6 song this week, 78 years ago, on the Your Hit Parade singles chart. It belonged to Les Brown's Band of Renown, with Doris Day doing the vocals on My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. Now, number 5 belonged to Bing Crosby, so this is our Bing Sings feature of the week. Bing had the number 5 hit on the Your Hit Parade singles chart on May 19, 1945, with this song, Just a Prayer Away, featuring Ethel Smith at the organ.
Somewhere, and it's just a prayer away. All I've dreamed and planned is there, and it's just a prayer. Where the skies look down on a friendly town filled with laughing children at play. Where my heart will sing, for it means one thing, I'll be home at the close of each day. There's a happy land somewhere, and it's just a prayer away.
Sung by Billy Williams.
I just want the right to love you all of my life. Just the right to take care of you all of my life. I just want the right to be near you, always to be there, sharing every care and strife. Life can be as simple as a nursery rhyme. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all of the time. Long as I may live, I just want the right to give all my love with all my heart for all of my life.
That was the number 4 song on your Hit Parade singles chart this week, 78 years ago. Belonged to Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay, with Billy Williams doing the vocal on Irving Berlin's All of My Life. Now sitting at number 3 was Les Brown once again with Doris Day doing the vocal on Sentimental Journey.
Sentimental Journey. because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me.
She understands me, my understanding candy,
and candy's always handy
when I need sympathy.
I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her.
She has taken my complete heart,
got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy.
It's gonna be just dandy
the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Sweet tooth for your sweetheart candy.
It's gonna be just dandy
the day I take my candy.
Gee, how the sun will shine.
That was the runner-up for the Song of the Week this week, 78 years ago. The number two spot belonged to Candy by Johnny Mercer and Joe Stafford with the Pied Pipers. And now the moment you've all been waiting for, the number one song on the Your Hit Parade singles chart for the week ending May 19th, 1945. It belonged to Harry James in the orchestra with Kitty Callan vocalizing on I'm Beginning to See the Light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine, but now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here on the show where you give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to May 27th of 1945 and tuning into Blondie.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to...
Blondie!
Yes, folks, it's another half hour of fun with Blondie and Dagwood. Weekly visit with our neighbors, the Bumsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. Well, you wouldn't think it of Blondie, but deep down in her heart, she's always had, social aspirations. It's not that she wanted to be one of the 400, but she would like to be one of the 500. The social leader in the Bumsteads' hometown is Mrs. Trollifran, the president of the Leisure Club. And for quite some time, Blondie has wanted to join. Now, at last, Blondie has one foot in the door and... But let's listen to the Bumsteads' breakfast table conversation this morning.
Well, Dagwood, today is the big day.
Yeah, what's so big about it? Looks like an ordinary size day to me.
Today is the day when Mrs. Trollifran is going to drop in for tea.
Oh, the society woman?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He's the one who looks like a walking Davenport, doesn't he?
Oh, Dagwood, don't say that.
Well, you've got to admit that she's the overstuffed type.
Who looks like a Davenport? Bob said Mrs. Trollifran does, and he's right. I was dashing to school once, and I turned a corner and ran right smack into her.
Yeah?
Didn't hurt me a bit.
Did she know who you were, Alexander? What did she say to you?
All she said was, am I going to see the lady who looks like a Davenport?
Never mind, Cookie. Dagwood?
Huh?
Little pitchers have big ears.
What?
She means that Cookie and I are hearing everything you say, Pop.
Thanks, Alexander. What is she coming over here for, Blondie?
Well, it's just a social call. But if she likes me and likes our house and so on, she'll put my name up for the Leisure Club.
The Leisure Club? Leisure Club.
Well, what's so funny about it?
Well, you haven't got any leisure, Blondie. You've got too many problems now. Getting dinner, going shopping, and taking care of Alexander and Cookie and me, too.
I know, and you take more time than anyone. But, Dagwood, belonging to the Leisure Club means that you're someone.
Well, aren't you someone?
No.
Then what are you, nobody?
Well, yes.
Hey, wait a minute. What does that make our children? And what does that make me?
Oh, now, Dagwood, I meant someone socially, and you know it.
Oh.
Don't you want a little social prestige?
Oh, no, I don't think so, Blondie.
Why not?
Well, if we have social prestige, I'll have to wear my tuxedo all the time.
Well, that'll be wonderful, Dagwood. You always look so distinguished in it.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the last time I wore it at the Junior Chamber of Commerce dinner, everybody kept asking me for more butter.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it, Dagwood. Incidentally, dear, Cora Dithers has been trying for years to get into the Leisure Club, but Mrs. Trollifran has never paid any attention to her. I wonder what she'd say if she knew Mrs. Trollifran was having tea with me this afternoon.
She'd probably say I didn't want to get into that old club anyway.
Ow!
Oh, Cookie, what's the matter?
Alexander's kicking me under the table.
Alexander, are you kicking Cookie?
Oh, no, Mother. I'm just swinging my leg and she keeps putting her foot in the way. I'm just swinging my foot.
Here now, Alexander, you stop kicking Cookie and Kiki, you stop cooking Kiki. Hey. How'd I get mixed up in this. Here, now listen, you kids, cut it out. Or else I'm going to start swinging my foot.
Okay, Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Father. Hmm.
Now, I want you both to apologize to each other.
Yeah.
Go on, say you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Alexander.
I'm sorry, Cookie.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, see here, stop that.
Yeah, now, I don't want to butt in, Blondie, but while Mrs. Trallifran is here, you'd better keep our little social lions completely out of sight.
This room is clean now. Oh, dear. I haven't straightened out the room this much since we first moved in. But at least it's nice and clean. Oh, Cookie.
What's the matter, Mommy?
How did those feathers get all over the floor?
They came out of my pillow.
Oh, I'll never get them all up. Cookie, how did they get out of the pillow?
When the puppies tore the pillow up in the dining room.
Oh, Cookie, you go upstairs and stay in your room until I come up to get you.
Yes, Mommy. Have I been a bad girl?
Yes, you have.
Why?
Now, Cookie, Mother's not going to argue or explain it to you, because if Mother does, Mother will end up behind the eight ball.
What's an eight ball, Mommy?
I don't know. It's some sort of an expression used in baseball. Now, go on upstairs to your room.
Okay, Mommy.
And don't get in any more trouble. Oh, dear, how can they do things like that? She's got feathers all over the floor and back of me. I ought to have eyes in the back of my head. Oh, dear, now, who can that be? Well, should I or shouldn't I go to the door with my dust cap on? Oh, well, I guess I'll take a chance.
Hello, Blondie.
Oh, hello, Harry. Oh, gosh, I'm a wreck. Come on in.
Thanks much. Oh, gee, look at all those cute feathers on the floor.
Cute? I just finished cleaning the room when Cookie did that.
Oh, I hope you didn't get angry with the little precious darling.
Oh, Harriet, I wish you had a little precious darling of your own. I'd like to hear what you'd call her sometime.
Yeah, so would I. Say, Blondie, I'm going shopping today, and I wonder if you need anything from the market.
Oh, Harriet, you're an angel. And I'll forgive you for calling my daughter a precious darling when she was being a little fiend. Look, I've got my list right here in my apron pocket.
Oh, swell, Blondie, thanks. I'll see you later.
Oh, that's fine. Thanks a lot, Harriet.
Oh, that's all right, Blondie. I'm glad to do your shopping today, because I know you'll probably offer to do my shopping tomorrow. Goodbye.
Oh, dear, well, now let's see about all these feathers. Oh, dear, I might as well get down and brush them into a pile. Oh, now who could that be?
Hello, Blondie. Oh. My, what a cute little dust cap.
Oh. Oh, hello, Mr. Niles. Come in.
Oh, thanks.
By the way, Mrs. Trallifran is coming here to tea this afternoon.
Yes, so she told me.
Oh, do you know her?
Oh, sure. Say, I'll give you one tip about her, Blondie. She's very sensitive about her size, so don't mention anything about how fat she is, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't think of it.
Well, I know, but Dagwood might think of it. Where is he now?
Well, I hope he's at the office of the J.C. Dithers Company, keeping out of trouble.
Bobshed, come into my office.
I'm already in your office.
How did you get in here?
Oh, I just slipped in while you were talking mooey-mooey with Dimples.
Oh, and I was talking to Dimples, huh?
Yeah.
Funny I didn't see you.
Well, you had your eyes closed, as usual.
Oh.
You always do that when you talk to Dimples?
Yeah, I get more nice surprises that way.
Gwen, watch time, tick-tock. You know, I didn't like it at first, but it grew in me. I could, huh?
Oh, brother, that's gruesome. I gotta watch out for you.
Yeah.
What were you doing in my office?
Yeah, well, I was just looking for a letter, Mr. Dithers. I guess I mislaid it, huh?
A typical Bumstead efficiency. You know, you'll never get anywhere if you don't use that BB brain of yours?
Well, maybe not financially, but the Bumsteads will get somewhere socially.
Are you kidding? Name me three people who can stand you.
Huh?
Name me just one person outside of Blondie who'll put up with you. And I'll call that person a big jerk.
Just name one person, huh? Well, how about you?
A giant jerk. Now, never mind that. Bump said, if you want to keep your job, you'd better deny that.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Diddy. You are not a big jerk.
Found a loophole, huh?
Yeah.
Ought to crawl in it. What makes you think you'll amount to something social?
Oh, nothing at all, except that Mrs. Tralafran is having tea at our house today, that's all.
Mrs. Croversney Tralafran?
Yeah, that's right. She's a very big woman socially.
Yeah, physically, too. Last year at the beach, she was voted Mrs. Barrage Balloon of 1944.
Maybe so, but she's so important that she's number one, two, three, and four of the 400.
You know, Cora's been dying to meet her and get into that leisure club.
She has, huh? Well, maybe after Blondie joins, she can sort of smuggle Mrs. Dithers in, huh?
Excuse me.
Huh? Hey, who are you calling?
I'm calling Cora.
Huh?
She'd want to know about this.
Oh, no, now, Mr. Dithers, don't tell Mrs. Dithers. Blondie's just having tea for Mrs. Tralafran.
Dagwood, in these days, we've all got to share things. There's so much of Mrs. Tralafran. I'm sure Blondie could spare Cora a little bit. Oh, hello, Cora. Did you know that Mrs. Tralafran is having tea with Blondie this afternoon? Yeah, that's right. What? Goodbye. Wait a minute! Cora! Hang up your phone first! Cora! Holy smoke, she was so excited she rushed right up without hanging.
Yeah?
I heard the door slam. Oh, murder, I hope she's dressed.
Mommy, why didn't you answer the door when Mrs. Dithers was ringing the bell?
Well, you see,
tell me the truth now.
Well, it just isn't convenient for me to see her this afternoon, Cookie. Well, I guess she's gone now. We can go back downstairs.
When is the fat lady coming?
Oh, Cookie, don't say that. You mustn't call her a fat lady. We want to make her feel slender while she's having tea.
Okay, I'll remember.
Wait a minute, Cookie. I thought I heard footsteps on the back porch. I wonder if Cora's come back.
Grocery boy!
Oh. Oh, it's just the grocery boy.
Sounds like a new one to me.
Well, let's go into the kitchen and see what he brought us. Oh!
Hello, Blondie.
I have, Well, hello, Cora.
Hello, Mrs. Dithers.
I thought you were the delivery boy.
That's what I thought you'd think. I rang your bell for about 10 minutes before I came around to the back.
Is that right?
Yes. I stopped by to see if you'd go shopping with me.
Not today, Cora.
Oh, you know, it's kind of chilly out today. Nothing would suit me better now than a nice hot cup of tea.
Oh, you'd better hurry if you're going to do any shopping.
Oh, there's no great rush. No great rush. Anything special happening this afternoon?
I don't know, dear. I haven't seen the afternoon papers.
I mean here.
Oh, I see.
A nice day, isn't it?
Lovely.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cookie. I didn't mean to snap at you.
That's all right, Mrs. Dithers.
By the way, Cookie, who's coming here this afternoon?
The fat lady.
Don't say that.
Aha!
Aha, what?
Mrs. Tralafran is coming here for tea, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, egad, how I love tea.
Are you trying to crash the party?
You know I am.
You bet I do. Cora, I wouldn't mind, except that it'll seem odd to her if she just expects to see me and you're here, too.
Yes, but you know how badly I want to be asked to join the leisure club. Oh, Blondie, couldn't I drop in... accidentally while she's here?
Well, I guess that wouldn't hurt anything, Cora.
Oh, that's wonderful, Blondie. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bumstead.
Yeah?
What are you fussing around my desk for?
Yeah, well, I'm looking for that letter I wrote.
Who was it to?
It was to Mr. Hotkin of Hotkin, Botkin, Plotkin, and McGillicuddy and Panoof.
Our best customer?
Yeah.
What were you writing him about?
Well, I told him that I'd bet his class at college voted him the louse most likely to succeed.
Bumstead.
Right. Oh, well, it's all right, J.C., don't worry. I'm not going to send the letter. It's just one of those letters you write to make yourself feel good, and then you tear it up, you see? I call him all sorts of names and, well, mostly things you call me.
Oh. Well, Hotkin is a high-class thinker.
Yeah.
Where'd you put the letter?
Well, I thought I left it on your desk last night. I wanted you to see it just for laughs.
Well, I signed all the letters on my desk this morning, and yeah. Dimples mailed them. Good grief!
Holy smoke.
I must have signed it.
Yeah.
He'll get that letter from me.
Yeah. Well, goodbye now.
Bumstead! It won't do you any good to run away. I'll catch you no matter where you go.
So long, Mr. Dinner.
Ah, come on! I'm right on your heels, you heel. Come back here! Stop! Bumstead!
And, Mrs. Trallifran, will you have lemon or sugar in your tea?
Well, if you don't mind too much, Mrs. Bumstead, I'll have both.
Oh, I don't mind. How many lumps?
Oh, about five.
There you are, Mrs. Trallifran.
Oh, thank you so much, my dear. My, you've a lovely little home here.
Well, we like it.
And it's so neat and clean. How many do you have in help?
Just my husband. And sometimes he's not much help.
Well, husbands are husbands.
You are so right, Mrs. Trallifran.
Thank you, my dear. I don't notice any family portraits on the walls. Where did your family come from?
Oh, well, we all lived on a plantation way down yonder in Louisiana.
I wonder if we have any mutual friends in, Louisiana.
I reckon we all must have. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Of course.
Oh, hello, Cora.
Blondie, my dear. Oh. I'm so glad I found you at home. Really, I am.
Oh, come in, Cora.
Thank you.
Mrs. Trallifran, may I present Mrs. Dither?
Oh, I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. Trallifran.
How do you do?
Will you have some tea, Cora?
Oh, I'd adore it. My goodness, who uses all this sugar in her tea? Why, this is thick enough to pour on hotcakes.
I beg your pardon. That is my tea.
Oh.
How many lumps in your tea, Cora?
Seven.
Oh, dear. Excuse me.
Certainly. Well, how's everything at the club?
Just fine, thank you.
Oh, I've often wondered what it looks like inside.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
Well, well.
Oh, Harriet. Oh, hello, dear. I'll just take the groceries.
Oh, no, Blondie. I can come right in and dump them on the piano.
Oh, but Harriet, all right. Here's the onions and the garlic, the corned beef, the cabbage, and the salami. Oh, you've got company. Hello, Cora.
Hello, Harriet.
Mrs. Trallifran, may I present Mrs. Woodley?
How do you do?
Hi. Oh, what a day at the market. Have you turned in your fat, Mrs. Tacklefrag?
Well,
today. Speaking of fat.
Why speak of it?
Speaking of fat, I weighed myself today. 114 pounds. Isn't that awful?
Yes, and it's getting worse.
Well, I dread the day when I hit 130. Herbert says you'll leave me.
Well, thanks very much for the groceries, Harriet.
Isn't there any tea?
We are just fresh out.
Well, I'll make some, huh? Telephone.
Goodbye. One of your neighbors, I suppose.
I suppose.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Mr. Dithers.
Hello, Alexander.
Fighting again. Mrs. Trowelfriend, this is my son, Alexander.
How do you do, Alexander?
Oh, I'm very glad to know you, Mrs. Trowelfriend.
Gee, it seems funny to see you sitting on a Davenport. And...
Alexander, have you been roughhousing again?
No, this was a real fight. A guy insulted Baby Snooks.
Ah, I love that gal.
Well, who were you fighting with?
With Eddie Rockwood, Mrs. Dithers.
Why, that's my little nephew.
Oh. Well, he isn't very little. We call him Fatso.
Oh. Well, he's rather a handsome boy.
Not anymore, he isn't. He banged his nose right against my fist.
Alexander, you run right upstairs and clean up. We've heard all the details. We want to hear from you.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Trowelfan, I'm so sorry this had to happen today of all days.
I presume this represents an ordinary day in the Bumstead household?
Well, my husband hasn't been heard from yet, and usually he...
What was that?
That was my husband.
Ooh, sounds like someone pig caught under a fence.
Belle, I think I'd better be going.
Blondie, he's after me. Hello, Mrs. Dithers.
Mrs. Trowelfan, this is my husband, Mr. Bumstead.
Yeah, how do you do, Mrs. Bum? Mrs. Trowelfan, stop.
Really,
Mr.
Bumstead?
Where are you,
Bumstead?
Where are you? Now, you get away from me.
Dagwood, stop him.
I can't stop, Blondie. It's my life this time.
Oh. Bumstead, come on out from behind that whale. A woman.
So, Patso. Well, roll yourself out of the way, then.
That did it. You asked for it, Mr. Dithers.
No. Oh.
Good day, Mrs. Bumstead.
Goodbye, Mrs. Trowelfriend. Oh. It was nice of you to drop in.
I shan't return.
Beautiful left jab.
Yeah. Oh, my. I'm sorry, Blondie, but Mr. Dithers was in a murderous mood.
Oh, it's all right, dear. I should have known better anyway.
Oh. What a roughneck that babe was. Where is the old battle wagon?
Hey, Mr. Dithers. Hey, well, what are those letters in your inside coat pocket, huh?
Letters?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, say.
Why?
These must be the letters that... Dimples gave me the mail.
Yeah?
And here's that letter to Hotkin.
Oh, my. All that chasing me around for nothing, huh?
Where's the fat lady? Where's the fat lady?
Oh, Cookie! What did I tell you about saying that? The fat lady's gone.
Gee. And I was going to make her feel slender, too.
I'd like to know how. I'd like to make myself feel so slender I'd just disappear. Cookie, what were you going to say to her?
I was going to say, how do you do, Mrs. Terrafan? Gee, you sure are skinny.
That's all we needed. Oh, dear. There's no place like home. Absolutely no place.
Yeah, unless possibly in the middle of a three-ring circus.
Ah,
Don't go away, folks. The Bumsteads will be back in just a moment.
Blondie, honey, I hope you really don't feel too awfully bad about everyone offending Mrs. Trallifran, huh?
Oh, no, dear, I guess not. Of course, it would have been nice to have been one of the 400, even if we were only one of the zeros.
And that puts the wrappings on this week's edition of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, so long for now.